if someone is ill and she cannot fast due to the problem that she has, the condition will take a couple of months to recover. But can she give money instead of having to build the fasting day? Which she no. If she is anticipating to recover, she should wait till time of recovery and do the makeup. La. And besides, the issue of paying is not paying. The issue is feeding poor people, not paying money for them. The distinction between the two. But anyway, it doesn't apply because illness is of different types. There is the illness which is recoverable, you know, she anticipates to be cured from. She waits till she gets strong and she makes up these days. Now, this falls under the issues of illness and fasting, and illness are of certain categories. If she is unable to continue on these medications unless she needs the medication during the day, then she can take that without any problem, inshallah ta'ala, and she shouldn't feel disheartened by that, because this is a necessity. In this case, she takes that and then makes up the fasting on another day. But if this matter continues with her and she doesn't anticipate that she recovery from this, then in this case she will have another alternative that she cannot make up. In this case, she has to feed for each day a miskeen, a poor person. So the days that she feels strong, this is going to be the advice. The days that she feels strong and that the medication can work for her in terms of the suhoor or the suhoor time, then she goes ahead. But if this will deteriorate her situation, in this case, she is not called to fast. If the fasting will deteriorate her situation, then in this case, she is not called to fast. Now, but this is, this is the situation when she anticipates that there's no recovery, no ability to make up these days. The situation continues with her. So again, now you have to give it to the poor Muslims in the community. If not in the immediate community, then in the neighboring community. So the person who is ill, ya akhi, doesn't hope for recovery, then he is incapable to fast. So in this person, he must feed for each day a miskeen. Fine. Yes, Muslims. If there are no Muslims in your area, then give it to Muslims in the neighboring area. If a person is too sick to fast, is it hard on him or her to food, to feed the poor? What is the ruling on this? What do you mean it is hard on him or her to feed the poor? Clarify the statement. Do you mean if it is hard? What do you mean if it is hard? Clarify, please. Is it hard on him or her to feed the poor? Ah, okay. The sick person differs. The situation of the sick person differs. If there is anticipated recovery, if this illness is not unrecoverable, okay, then in this case, they must feed the poor if they are able. If they are able. And if the illness is recoverable, then they should wait till they recover and make up for these days. So, for example, a 90-year-old person does not have to feed the poor. Is this a correct statement? 90-year-old person and unable to
and sick. Don't go by this. Go by the ruling, and then you understand the ruling first. If the illness is unrecoverable, we are talking about an ill person, is too sick, then this is the situation. If the illness is not recoverable, then they must feed the poor if they are able. And if the illness is recoverable, then they should wait until they are healthy and then make up these things. Now, you gave me now another situation. You talked about a 90-year-old person. If this person is weak, cannot fast, then in this case, they are obviously, they cannot make up, so they have to feed. And if they don't have the means to feed and ability to feed, then there is nothing upon them.